Just like any human being, everybody wants to leave. Looking at the fact that a number of the activists I worked with, two had been abducted, two had been confirmed, just arrested, the normal arrest, and thrown into military courts. And I know that one of them has actually been in prison for more than 2 months, close to 2 months now. Another was actually got much way, way, way before the election. So that one is going to 4 months in jail. So much as we really want to stand and boldly motivate the others to speak up and to call for better for everybody, to call for peace and to call for better governance and a chance at everyone developing and enjoying living in their country, it just gets to a time when one must think about their very lives. There were too many threats.
Some people are suggesting that you left the country voluntarily and that you were not prevented from fleeing the country. That shows that there's tolerance and that some of these allegations you are making are unfounded, and that the authorities could have simply prevented you from leaving the shores or just going out of the country. How do you respond to that?
It's very true. For me, I have not mentioned it anywhere that I have, for example, gone into exile or call myself a refugee. Personally, I have not gone away to go away. But the moment was too heated. The news was too hard to bear every other time. This one is missing, that one is missing. I mean, given the things we have engaged in before, the calls we have made before on the very people that we think are abducting these people, the very people that are arresting Ugandans for their mere belief, I found it a very urgent matter that I had to leave. It's tiring to feel scared all the time.
Are you teaming up or working closely with Dr. Stella Nyanzi, who also left Uganda claiming that she fears for her life, you know, due to political repression and other allegations she made?
Teaming up, maybe not. No. Apart from the messaging of how is your son? My son had been sick when we first came. My son fell sick. Apart from the friendship message, a good morning, how are the kids? Are you fine? How are you doing? Teaming up for work, it hasn't been so. I'm not happy with the way she's been seeming to like critique people that I feel are taking a much bigger risk being there, being at home. And, you know, with us being away, either for, you know, reasons of feeling safer, I lashed at her for some messages she's been posting, particularly about Bobby Wine.
Now, you expressed concern that you don't feel safe. That is why you left Uganda. So what will make it safer for you to return?
I didn't feel safe in Uganda for quite some time. I haven't felt safe there for quite some time. I mean, given the things that have been done to me. So you're asking what would make me feel safe to return in Uganda? I don't even know how to answer that. I mean, charges that have been put on us unfairly, they have to be dropped. I have to have the freedom to do my daily work freely and to say what I want to say when I want to say it, as long as it's not hurting anyone or breaking the law. So for me, those things like, you know, the court case that we put there, I wanted it to be privately go for these police people, and then the state took the case and owned it. How does state, the ones that are responsible for what was done to me, be the ones to assume they can take my case and give me justice? How do I believe that? When the ruling in the civil court came out, there was a nearly, what, $9,000, $8,000 in damages to what was done to me. I don't have a uterus. I don't have a womb, for crying out loud. I might have found another child if I had still had my womb. What would make me feel safe coming back to Uganda? The authorities have to just let us be.